The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonate, filtered.
Okay, welcome back, water lovers around the world. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, also known as Leslie Gabriel. Bringing you water from the Berkshires, the cultural capital of the world.
In the abundance of water.
Water culture.
The fool will get thirsty.
Drips and drops and all sorts of culture on water here on So It Flows. Super happy to be here with you. We got a really cool show today. We'll be talking to Sally Redondo Padilla, former doula and childbirth educator. She's going to talk a little bit about water birth, a little bit about amniotic fluid, and how it all helps in healthy baby rearing and healthy babies and healthy mommies who love their healthy babies. So all that with you because, you know, in one way or another, we're all water babies. Got some water coming your way, water music, so keep on keeping on here with And So It Flows. Let's see what we got going on here. So first up today, got a little music here. Always fun, especially for babies. You want this for babies. Little Three Dog Night, Joy to the World.
Always have somebody find a while. Sing joy to the world.
Thanks again for being here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Looks like we had a background tech issue, so you didn't listen to the first minute and a half of the show or a couple of minutes. So what you want to do is you want to go and subscribe to our podcast at so many different places. Apple Music, Amazon Audible, Podyssey, Podcast Addict. Just search for And So It Flows. You will find it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. We just heard, if you were lucky enough to hear it, we just heard TLC doing Waterfalls, one of their awesome, crazy, sexy, cool album. And then before that, Joy to the World, bringing that back. Remember when songs were happy? Some of us either do or parents did, like mine, were just tune me into some really cool, happy music. Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. Gotta love them. You know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and he was a good friend of mine. Another good friend of mine is in studio waiting for her turn, Sally Redondo Padilla. She's going to be talking about water birth and amniotic fluid. She's a former doula and childbirth educator, so she's going to be sharing a little bit about that H2O and how we are all water babies, like it or not. We are all water babies, and she'll have some conversation a little bit about cesarean births and all that, but no judgment here. It's all about water, all about babies today. So we got a little bit of water news coming your way. Let's see, some stuff happened on the planet of Mars. This is from Science, what is it? ScienceAlert.com. Scientists just found oceans of liquid water on Mars, but there's a catch. What could that be? There are little oceans of worth of liquid water hiding out on Mars, just hiding. There's just one big problem. That water is actually in Mars at depths that are too far below the surface for us to access. Which I wonder why. We have plenty of water here in the United States and around the world. On this planet right here that we're on. So, more on this story. That's according to new analysis of seismic data collected by the Mars InSight lander, for which huge reservoirs of liquid are the best explanation. And although that water is out of reach, it is an important piece of strange puzzle of the aquatic history of our dry, desiccated, dusty neighbor. Understanding the Martian water cycle is critical for understanding the evolution of the climate, surface, and interior, says geophysicist Vashon Wright of the University of California's San Diego Scripps Institution of Oceanography. A useful starting point is to identify where the water is and how much is there. Is it that we're going to go over there and take all the water from Mars? I hope not, because, you know, maybe it's time for us humans to do a little bit less locust and a little bit more butterfly or bumblebee. So we, you know, move beyond this process of elimination of all things good. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got another song here for you, H2O song. This is by Ween from the album Mollusk. It's called Ocean Man.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. We'll be right back.
What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. She say that I'm cool. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I believe in G-O-D, don't believe it. She keep playing me dumb, I'm a player for fun. Y'all don't really know my mental, let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling out in a drought, no flow rain was I'm pouring down. See that pain was all around, see my mode was kinda lounge. Didn't know which way to turn, flow was cool but I still felt burned. Energy up, you can feel my surge, I'ma everything like this purge. Let's just get this straight for a second. I'ma work, even if I don't get paid for progression. I'ma get it, everything that I do is electric. I'ma keep it in a motion, keep it moving like kinetic. Put it in a frame, better know I don't blame everything that I say. Man, I seen you deflate, let me elevate. This ain't a prank, have you walking on a plane? Both hands together, God, let me pray. I been going right around, call that relay. Pass the baton, back in the mall, swimming in the pool, can't drink them all. When a piece of this, a piece of mine, my piece of sign. Can you please read between the lines? My rhymes inclined to break, yo. They say that I'm so fine, you could never match my grind. Please do not waste my time. What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Ay, what you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O, like an astronaut in the ocean, not really knowing what's going up, what's going down. It's a good time to be alive, because that's a little bit about, if you pay attention to the news, what is actually going on. You just got to wander around and flip and do your astronaut in the ocean flip, because it's all about figuring it out. And right now there's a bunch of figuring going on. Some people say 3D, 5D. I just say ocean is like 12D. 12D, because, you know, why not? Why not the number of how many disciples Jesus had? It's a magical number. It's a good number. Because 5D, not enough. We need more D's. So 12 D's. That's what I give to the ocean, the music of the ocean. We just had Mass Wolf doing Astronaut in the Ocean from the Astronaut in the Ocean album. Ocean Man by Ween was from the Mollusk album. You're listening to And So It Flows, our playlist. If you're interested in our water tunes, you could go to Spotify and give it a nice big fave or save or heart or whatever Spotify makes you do. Just look for And So It Flows under playlists and just vibe out on some of the best water tunes around the world. And I mean it, because there's some global music represented there. Today we're going to have a really great interview in about a little less than 10 minutes with Sally Redondo Padilla, former doula and childbirth educator. We're going to talk about water birth and a little bit about amniotic fluid and how we're all water babies in one way or another. Whether we like the water or not, we all came from water, H2O. And let's see what's up here. We got in the world of water culture. Here's a cool little water poem that represents, guess what? Water Baby, which is the name of the poem. Water Baby. What's current is a stream of tears. As the water falls, so do the years. The trickling time plays tricks that it never played when we were kids. Money was useless on the riverbanks. The water was rich in memories when we were kids. when we were water babies. When the skies filled with tears, we would wash away our fears. Running in the rain, we were only running from our pain. We forgot about the ifs and the maybes. We were water babies. They were into violas. We had to spare them for the weekends. You're now a school child. We once were water babies. So the tide raged on, and so did our teenage years and our hormones as well. For the thirst, I can get some water, baby. That is water babies, An Analogy of Life by Kate Ligo Plotty. Thanks so much, Kate Lito. Really cool. Thanks for adding that in. In about 8 minutes, we're going to have our friend Sally Redondo Padilla, former doula, talking about water birth and how that interacts with our daily life, and how amniotic fluid also does some of the same. Got some more water tunes coming your way. And this is by Boy George from the Underwater album, the song Underwater. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Put your feet in the water if you want to feel free. I love it when you shave your head, and how you walk, that's very me. Flickering lights in your head, going from red to green, and I'm scared to cross the road for fear of what I'll see and feel. Truth is underwater. Tell that immigration lawyer, this world belongs to me too. When I get there, will you show me your humanity? When I'm lying on the beach, will you feed me, Mother Italy? Oh, the goddesses of Greece, will you treat me like a queen or a refugee? Put your faith in the water if you're brave enough to brave the storm. The ocean is a ruthless lover, but there would be no tears without her. And what about the moon? The truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? You wanna know how small you are? Swim beside a killer whale. Oh, whale. just a drop in the ocean. Oh, no, no. So glad I just started a commotion. Maybe the truth is underwater. Can a shark ever be kind? Can an octopus tell lies? Is a starfish really a star? You wanna know how small you are? Swim beside. Show me all humanity. When I'm lying on the beach, will you feed me Mother Italy? All the goddesses of Greece, will you treat me like a queen? Oh,
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. It's all water all the time right here. You can find And So It Flows here at WTBR FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. If you're driving through, just kind of put it on 89.7. You can hear us all throughout the Pittsfield Municipal and outer areas. as well as some of the hill towns. You'll be able to hear us over in New Lebanon, over in New York. And if you can't hear us on the radio, you can definitely subscribe to the podcast on one of your favorite podcast platforms. Just look for And So It Flows. You can also check out our super awesome only water playlist, water a tune playlist on Spotify. So give that baby a like or a save or whatever Spotify makes you do, because water has a place on Spotify. Here you go. We got our extraordinary guest with us today. Super excited to be with her. Her name is Sally Redondo Padilla, and she's a former doula and a childbirth educator. Does some other stuff, but welcome aboard, Sally.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Super Waterman, or what do I call you now?
Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water.
Yes, very good. Ambassador for Water. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. So tell people, our water-loving listeners around the Berkshires and around the world, a little bit about who you are and what brought you into touching the area of babies.
Well, I always liked babies from when I was little myself, and after I had my first baby, I got very interested in the midwife model of care, and that's one of the things we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
I went ahead, I spent a school year, that kind of duration in 1991 to 1992, in a course taught by the Massachusetts Midwives Alliance, an introduction to basic midwifery, and that included certification to become a childbirth educator.
Wow.
So many of those students went on to become midwives, and I didn't want those kind of irregular hours and that level of responsibility. But I really put myself into, for women in my community, what was available in terms of support when we're having our babies. So that led to volunteering with the chapter of ICANN in the 1990s. ICANN stands for International Caesarean Awareness Network. It's very proactive about understanding different levels of care that women might need while they're having a baby.
Okay.
But it was focused on healing from cesarean and also planning future births in the most healthy way possible.
Wow, that's really great. So, yeah, that's one thing I've seen, you know, like I'm a dad, so I've been there in a delivery room. I actually set up ground rules for the doctor, which they were really cool to abide by. Things like, you know, the baby's born at their time, not your time. Please, you know, be quiet. Don't be rushing around, gossiping or anything in the space. It's just a matter of they were really kind and they allowed for that. And I remember holding my daughter under what I termed the French fry warmer. and she turned out to be quite the French fry. But in the meantime, one thing I've always wondered about was this, not so much the birthing process. God save women for doing that for life itself, but more like the paradigm that, or the way we look at childbirth. Do you think that we look at childbirth as an illness or as a natural thing in this country?
Well, you'll find arguments for either direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is this old reference in the medical world that pregnancy is an illness from which there is 100% recovery, or that birth can only be judged normal in hindsight. But there is another model of care which is actually promoted by the World Health Organization, by WHO, promoting midwifery, which says that it is a normal and healthy process for a woman to have a baby, but we recognize that women need other levels of assistance, and supporting women to be as healthy as they can possibly be And if they need a level of medical care, that should ideally be available to them. So,
yeah.
But if we are seeing somebody who is trained, an obstetrician has this medical training, and so there is a tendency to view pregnancy as this kind of medicalized, an experience that needs to be supervised with every medical step along the way.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. And, you know, it's not to take anything away from people who are obstetricians, gynecologists, you know, folks who are in the care of women.
We do need them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to, like, actually invest into what makes for the most healthy outcomes in the world of women. But one of the things that I've wondered about is around, you know, around how water plays a part in birthing. You know, obviously we are in our mommy's belly, our relationship, and this is pretty much each and every, except of course if you were born in a different way. Everyone has a particular interaction with being with their mom and in their mom. And then there's this stuff called amniotic fluid. Can you speak to a little about, you know, anything about amniotic fluid and what it is and how it works?
Right, right. So our bodies, every cell contains water. And I'm sure your listeners have heard this from you before, but our bodies, a large makeup is water. And the ideal developmental environment for the developing baby is in water. And that is a sterile environment. So there is no bacteria unless something has gone wrong. There is no bacteria in that environment. And that's the way we develop before our birth. But the most amazing thing, Leslie, we need bacteria once we're born in order to be healthy. And so even before we exit as we exit the womb, while we're still in our mother, we receive our anointing of just the right balance of microflora. This is in an ideal birth situation where it's a straightforward vaginal birth to a mother who has straightforward, healthy balance of bacteria. So with a healthy mother, the baby is born and exposed to exactly what the child needs to go on to develop a good digestive system.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, how much, you know, fear I see around bacteria to really get that bacteria is really, the more I see is like bacteria is part of us. You know, we just happen to have the gift of language and being able to walk on 2 feet. However, that makes us walking and talking bacteria. But, you know, like in our guts, we have, 3,000 different kinds of bacteria or more, called our biome. And without that, our health is really put at risk without a healthy gut. So it's really cool that you call it anointing. And we'll touch a little bit about, you know, that word. However, anointing literally means you're basically cleansed in this bacteria amniotic soup.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
To receive just what you need as you're born into a world that once we're born, the world has its way with us in so many ways. And for those of us that may have been born by cesarean section, that's not the same balance of bacteria, though our bodies normally and naturally strive toward health. But it might be an aha moment for some people that if they realize that they might have had this struggle beginning back from when they were born, if they had digestive issues. And even now, if we might have started out with a healthy balance, there are other things that happen in the world We might have gotten ill at some point and taken antibiotics, or it may be that our diet reflects the what's common in our country. A lot of people are eating a lot of foods that actually disrupt the balance of the bacteria.
Absolutely. I get it. And so it's great that you speak to that. A couple of things I was also wondering, and perhaps our listeners might be wondering, in the game of birthing, there is something that's called a water birth. And now we're not talking about going over to parts of China where people are squatting in the rice paddies and poop. There's the water birth in the rice paddy.
Well, I can't speak to that.
But like in, yes. in the more Western space, there are little tubs.
Right. And there are women who plan for water births. And if the conditions if the conditions for the birth meet certain criteria, then a woman might actually give birth into a pool or a tub that's been prepared, and the water is clean and good to receive a baby born into those waters.
Right.
And I my third child of five babies was born into water, and that was a home birth, although there are some clinic facilities and hospitals that allow for water birth as well. More often, they may just allow for water during the labor, and then but when a baby is born into water, it's basically a matter of moving from the waters of the womb into the waters of the birth pool. And so the signals are a little different for the baby. The baby can be brought up to start breathing, but the cold air does not hit on the umbilical cord. So when a baby is, and I was joking with you before about when a baby is airborne, not that we all come flying out, but the air contacts the umbilical cord and gives some essential signals to switch over, so that the placenta knows this child has been born, and the breathing changes over for the baby. They're breathing, they're getting their oxygen into their own lungs, and their circulation shifts over. So when that signal is not in place, it actually means that the baby is still receiving oxygen pretty fully from the placenta through the maternal blood supply.
Wow.
But it can make the stage longer before the placenta is released from the mother's body.
Wow.
There is another stage. So, for example, when I had my daughter, the time can vary from one water birth to another, but the cord kept on pulsing and acting and delivering to the baby for another 18 minutes.
Wow.
So that's 18 minutes. The baby was breathing on her own and receiving from the placenta.
So dual
yes.
power source.
Yes. And then it was another thing, another level of attention for my body to realize I don't need to hang on to this placenta anymore. So we went through those steps.
That's great. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. You're listening to 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. We're having a conversation with Sally Redondo Padilla, former doula and childbirth educator. And one thing that you said before about anointing, I hear that. It occurs to me as a spiritual connotation in that word. Like, not like it has to be, because obviously anointing is a physical thing where you put something on someone in a particular way. You also mentioned earlier that you are in seminary school, or you went to seminary school?
Yes, I'm in my final term of seminary.
Okay, great. So do you see any connection between using the word anointing when it comes to amniotic fluid and the birth canal and the bacteria through that process of birth, And the word anointing when it comes to how it's used in some of the spiritual traditions in seminary?
So I use the word anointing because it was like a revelation to me how sacred and beautiful and complete
There's
and perfect
word,
the normal
revelation.
Process
yeah, yeah.
is. I didn't read another person using that word. I said, wow, our woman's body is something that is so incredibly perfectly detailed in every response that this baby coming into the world needs from us without us even knowing. And yet a lot of us are taught, and men are taught as well, that these private parts that the sexual parts of us, that they are dirty somehow. And so I use the term anointing as a full-out rebellion and a dismissal of any dirtiness associated with the vagina.
Yeah, I gotcha. In the Jewish faith, which I'm a little bit more familiar with, although I'm not a woman who's used it, but there's a thing called the mikvah. Mikvah is a bath, and it's meant for personal hygiene. I don't know how that's used, but I think anything when it comes to hygiene is super important, and I think people know when they need to just take a bath or shower or anything coming to hygiene. And I want to switch to a different subject, and I don't know how much you know about this, but we had discussed earlier about child rearing, being a doula, being someone involved in childbirth and midwifery. How is it across the country, in this country? Do you know of like any places where it's more dangerous or risky to be a midwife, or are there any laws that are being ill-advised and used in a way to keep people from having the support they need during birth?
So the early history of this country is that the midwives were the ones who knew more about birth. Then the medical establishment took that on more as a way of getting that whole range of service and fees for something that didn't necessarily call for much attention, because basically it's usually a healthy function. But I'll tell you, some of this country's best midwives in the early days were people that were captured and brought against their will to this country from Africa in the days of enslavement.
Wow.
And so the granny midwives of the South were really responsible for seeing to it that the women in their communities stayed healthy and that the births were well tended. And part of the conflict politically between doctors and midwives over the years in this country has been this trying to diminish the old wives' tales or the women that don't know as much as the educated men. And there has continued to be a push and a resurgence of women's rights to levels of care that they would prefer to choose for themselves. And so the idea that midwifery should be more available in the country is one that women push for, because it is associated with supporting women in health and with healthier outcomes.
Yeah, okay.
So I think really because it's a model of care where women are really attended to more, and out of that level of attention by this woman who spends her time with the other woman, she receives the alerts that she needs in good time when she does need medical attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also want to throw in, before our time is up, the term pregnant person is one that has become much more common now. And that has to do with not wanting to marginalize people who don't identify as female, but who are going through pregnancy. They might call it paternal gestation if this is a trans man who is expressing that their way of becoming a father is through this, by having a womb, by having a uterus.
Okay.
And also there are people who are non-binary. They don't want to have a specific gender, whatever it means to be called a man or a woman. There are some people who are removing themselves from that and wanting to engage in a different level of conversation to say, I'll tell you who I am. I'll tell you about me if you want to take the time to engage in the conversation. So I know that's very triggering for some people about the gender issues.
It's funny how water can be a good conversation point for lots of things that could either trigger, but it allows for the conversation to be had. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're finishing up our conversation with Sally Redondo Padilla. You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. We're here at 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing you all things water from the Berkshires to all around the world, bringing you water culture. Check us out on water podcasts. You could check us out on your favorite audio podcast platforms, and then also follow our Spotify water song playlist. We're going to finish up here with Sally. Sally, we got about a minute. Okay. So with this minute, two things I want to ask, and please, if we could conserve the time. In 15 words or less, what is a doula? Do you know? Like, what is there, like, an actual...
Yes. There is a working definition. It's basically a person who gets to know a woman during her pregnancy and is a familiar face who can be with her when it's her time for the baby to be born. So they are engaging and helping the woman with the care that she needs before the birth and often after the birth as well.
Okay, great. And if people have questions, how could they get in touch with you?
I'm very open to people calling me on the phone. Shall I just give my phone number?
Yeah, please just give your phone number. I'm sure you can be texted to at this number too.
Right. This number receives texts as well. So my phone number is 617-653-8752. Again, that is 617-653-8752.
And thank you, Sally, for what you bring to the world, including babies and knowledge about birthing and all of that. Again, thanks for being with us and our water-loving listeners here in the Berkshires and around the world. Thank you.
And thank you, Super Waterman.
I love it. I love it. I love it. There we go. If you're willing to have the conversation, that's how I identify. We got a little baby song coming your way by our one and only Rafi. This is called, for all your mommies out there and babies, this is Baby Beluga.
Baby beluga in the deep blue sea, swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below, and a little white whale on the go. Baby beluga, baby beluga, is the water warm? Is your mama home with you so happy? Way down yonder where the dolphins play, where you dive and splash all day. Waves rolling and the waves roll out, see the water squirting out of your spout. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga, sing your little song, sing for all your friends, we like to hear. Thank you.
dark, you're home and fed. Curl up snug in your waterbed. Moon is shining and the stars are out. Good night, little whale, good night. Baby beluga, oh baby beluga. With tomorrow's sun, another day's begun. You'll soon be waking. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. Heaven above and the sea below. And a little white whale on the go. You're just a little white whale on the go.
Thanks again for tuning in to And So It Flows. See you guys next week. And listen on up. We're going to have some really good interviews. So move on over, H2O, because here we are bringing you the culture of water all around the world. And So It Flows here at WTBR FM 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Lemon city water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, you're in trouble. Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.